Gimel Tishri, Tzoyim Gedalia, 16th of September. Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Tzoyim Gedalia.
Thanking the organisers for allowing me to start my year with starting my day of the Torah away. It's literally the beginning of the year. Although it says Tzom Gedalia, unfortunately I didn't have a chance to prepare something specific for Tzom Gedalia. But I'll point out that there's two opinions when Gedalia ben Achikom was assassinated. Those who learn it happened on Gimel, the Pashtus of Gemara is that it was in Gimel Tishrei, today. The others who learn that it happened on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. And since it's Yom Tov, we can't fast, so we fast today. So I think if we could fast today for something that happened on Rosh Hashanah, we could probably also discuss some other Nosim of Rosh Hashanah as well, some positive things. I'd like to begin with a very interesting Shaila. Related to the shofar, which might not be the most practical shayla for many people. However, it could happen. Either way, through the lens of the shayla, I think that we'll be able to learn about a couple of very interesting sugyos subjects in Shas. The question is, how quickly can one blow the shofar? In other words, the shofar you're supposed to blow 30 koilos. 30 koilos takes about a minute. If for some strange reason you don't have a minute, what are your options? And you might be asking, how could this happen? When would somebody not have a minute in Rosh Hashanah? But yesterday I met somebody in the street who hadn't heard the shofar a yid, and I happened to have a shofar on me. So I asked him if he wants me to blow the shofar for him. So he told me he doesn't have the time. I said, it takes about 1 minute. He said, I don't have a minute. So my question is, if I want to tell him, I can do it in how quickly? 10 seconds? 30 seconds? It can happen also sometimes in a hospital ward, you're blowing for somebody, they don't allow you to blow for a long time. They say, okay, but we don't want a noise. If you can cut it short, we'll have it, but a minute of sounding, it's going to disturb others. Or there could be other situations that may arise that you would want to cut the shofar a little shorter. The question is, how can I be yoytzer the mitzvah? Are there any solutions? Are there any ideas? The truth is, some of the poskim also discuss a similar situation. But somebody's in, and this is perhaps more practical, it shouldn't happen, but somebody's in hospital, and he doesn't have anyone to blow the shofar for him, but himself. But he doesn't have the strength to blow all 30 koilos. So what's the best way to do it? Which koilos should he do? To be yoytzer the mitzvah. So some of the solutions that we'll discuss, Be'ez Hashem, will work for that case as well. But the one I want to open up with won't. The question is as follows. So I was thinking to myself yesterday when this person told me if he doesn't have a minute to blow the shofar, what would be, could we make a duet? Can we have three people standing together, all with a shofar, and all together we'll blow it? What are the koilos we have to do? We have to do three sets of 30 koilos, right? We're trying to do 30 koilos. Three sets of tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya. Three sets of tasharat. Three sets of tashat. Three sets of tarat. So maybe let's cut it down by a third. We'll have three people standing together, blowing a shofar. We'll all blow together tkiya. All blow together shvarim, trua. All blow together tkiya. And that way we do it once. Tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya. Tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, trua, tkiya. And we've had 30 koilos. 10 from each person. So the people are telling me no. Doesn't sound right, huh? So it begins with the shayla of trei koli mishtami. That's right. So you have a sugya. Whether can you hear two koilas at once or not? So the truth is, it's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah that discusses the gemara Megillah, gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But in Rosh Hashanah, the gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses in the Beis Hamikdash, they would blow together with the shofar. They would also blow chatzotros, two trumpets. There were two trumpets blowing and a shofar blowing at the same time. And the gemara discusses what about trei koli mishtami? I mean, you have to, according to some days, you have to hear the trumpets as well. According to everybody, you have to hear the shofar. And we have a rule that you can't hear two people talking at once, or two sounds coming together at once. You can't hear them. The Gemara actually brings A very interesting. The Gemara supports it with the Braisa. This is where we learn the rule from. It's very interesting. By the Aseret HaDibra, so we know one time the Torah says Zocher Shem Shabbos Akatra, one time Shomer. So the Braisa says Zocher B'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemru. Rule familiar. Hashem said Zocher and Shomer together, and the Braisa says Mash'ena Pe Yochel Oimrei. A mouth can't say Zocher and Shomer together. Ve'ena Oizen Yochel Shomer. And ear can't hear Zocher B'Shomer together. So, says the Gemara, you see from this Braisa that one isn't able to hear two things at once. So the Gemara asks this question, how can we blow the Chatzotras together with the Shofar? And the Maskana of the Gemara is, the Gemara gives has a Havamina, but the Maskana of the Gemara is that you need two conditions to be able to hear two voices at once. But first of all, let's say this. First of all, the Gemara says, Trei Koli Mitrei B'nei Adam Mishtami. Zocher v'shomer, we can't hear them together, because if one person says two things at once, then you can't hear. So if Hashem said two things at once, Zocher and Shomer, we weren't able to hear, and that was a miracle that we were able to hear. That's because it's mi'odom echod. From one person, you're not able to hear two things at once. However, if two people say two things at once, you are able to hear. That's what the Gemara says. Mitrei b'nei adam mishtami. The Gemara has another question, however, there's a favorite Braisa, that if two people are leaning, yeah, imagine, leaning gets a little bit, you want to make it a little bit more exciting, like Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. So it's like have a choir, some sort of a choir with joining along with Chazan, so yeah, make it more exciting, make a choir for leaning. So it's a Braisa that says you can't have two people leaning together, because Trei Koli LeMishtami, although it's two different people, you can't hear two people leaning together. And the Gemara says it depends what, it depends. If it's something which is choviv, which a person is very, it's precious by a person, Rashi says something that comes from time to time, once in a while, like Braisa says Megillah and Halal. Halal comes from time to time, Kriyas and Megillah comes from time to time, that's very precious by a person. So a person is able to pay more attention, and is able to hear two people laning at once. And that's the halacha. If you want to have a duet, or three people laning the Megillah together, a choir, it's it's okay, Ikra Din, it's okay. Because it's Choviv, since it's precious by a person, you're able to pay attention and hear. So the Gemara says, Kriyas HaTorah, which is four times a week. So that is a person, again and again, although it's interesting, because it's not the same Kriya again and again. But nevertheless, the concept of Kriyas HaTorah you have the whole time, so therefore, it's less Choviv, less precious to a person, and you're not able to hear a couple people at once. Shofar, says the Gemara, Shofar and the Chatzotras, since it's also once a year, it's Choviv, and you're able to pay attention and listen to Trei Koli Mishtami, you can hear a few people together, a few people blowing Shofar together, you're able to hear the Shofar. That's the Gemara. So this leads me to the solution. I can have a few people blowing the Shofar together, and we go to the mitzvah. However, the question is, who said that when the Gemara says you're able to hear two? Well, the question is, when the Gemara says you're able to hear two sounds at once, does that mean you're able to hear both of them, or only able to hear one of them? In other words, true, I have a raya from a Gemara that if a few people are blowing together, I'm able to hear the shofar. But I'm able to hear three times over? So if I have three people blowing tarat together, tkiya, trua, tkiya, I'm certainly able to one set of tarat. But my question is, can I be able to three sets of tarat? So, Hashem helps, we have another Gemara. We have also Braisa, more later a little bit, in the fourth paragraph, Braisa. Shom mateisha tkiyas mateisha b'nei adam ke'echot. If you hear nine tkiyas, and maybe I should explain, the Gemara, whenever it talks about the mitzvah of shofar, it talks about nine tkiyas. Because really, in the Torah, we have to hear nine kolos. You have to hear nine sounds. The Torah says three times the word trua, which teaches us that you have to hear three truas, that's the middle sound. Each trua needs a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. This is the way Sefer Tzadik begins, the Mechaber begins explaining that in the Torah you need to hear three truas, each trua with a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after, and therefore you end up with nine kolos, three sets of three. Each set, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. In the Torah you need nine kolos. How do we get to 30? Because when Mesupuk, Hiskin Rabbah Bekesri, Rabbah was Mesupuk, is the correct trua, what we call a trua. In other words, the middle sound. We're doing three times a middle sound, and each middle sound gets a tkiyah before and a tkiyah after. That middle sound, what's the right way to do it? So Rabbah was Mesupuk, is the right way, what we call a trua, which is supposed to be similar to a sobbing sound, was the right way what we call a shvarim, which is supposed to be like a moaning sound, genufi gonach, or is the correct way a shvarim and then a trua, because when somebody cries, they begin with moaning and then it turns into a sob as the crying develops, so therefore, maybe shvarim truas. So therefore we do three times the nine koilas. And the three times nine equals 30, of course. Because one of them is a shvarim trua, so it's double, right? So when the Gemara talks about the koilas we have to hear in Rosh Hashanah, it talks about nine koilas. Okay, but the equivalent, the same thing as our 30 koilas that we're doing to get out of the sofik. Says the Gemara, if you hear nine koilas at once, nine people all standing together with a shofar, sounded like a strange solution, but the Gemara discusses it. Nine people all standing together with a shofar, and they all blow, three of them are blowing truas, and six of them are blowing tkias. Says the Gemara, in our girsa, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Says Rashi, why? So he says, Rabbi, Pirushu, trei koli lo mishtam, you can't hear two voices together. Rashi continues and says, 1 minute. But there's a Gemara, a couple daf earlier, that we discussed before, that says, by shofar, you are able to hear two koilas together. You are able to hear a number of koilas together. Says Rashi, and that you have to change the giris and go with the giris of the Tisefta. If you hear nine koilas from nine people all together, yotza. That's Rashi's girsa, yotza, you are yotza. You're able to hear nine people blowing the shofar together, and you yotza all nine koilas. You yotza the whole mitzvah. That's Rashi's girsa. So according to Rashi, there's nothing to talk about. Straightforward. Yeah, you can blow a couple people together, you can probably even blow all the koilas together. If you have enough people and enough shofars. Comes Tosfos and says that he's going to be miyasha of the girsa that we have in the Gemara. And our girsa in the Gemara is, you hear nine koilas at once, lo yotza, so you're not yotza. Says Tosfos, you know why you're not yotza? True, you can hear a lot of koilas together. True, you can hear a number of koilas together. But the din is that each trua needs a tkiah before and a tkiah after. So it's true you've heard all the koilas, but you haven't heard three truas and each one a tkiah before it and a tkiah after it. If you hear them all together, you don't have the correct order, in other words. The Torah gives an order. There has to be three truas, each trua needs to have a tkiah before, a tkiah after. That you haven't done. So that's why you're not yotza, says Tosfos. So, back to my shayla. What was my shayla? If you have a couple of, if three people blow together a tkiah, and then they blow together a trua, and then they blow together a tkiah, are you able to hear one koil or all the koilas? So I think from this place it's clear that you're able to hear all the koilas. According to Rashi, certainly. He says you can have nine people blowing together and you're able to hear it all. So there's no question. Even Tosfos says theoretically you'd be able to hear all the koilas together. The issue is only that you don't have the correct order. But in my way, I've done it in the right order. Every trua has a tkiah before and a tkiah after, so I have the right order. There is no din that one trua needs to be before a second trua. There's no limud to tell you that one trua would have to be before another. The only limud is that there has to be three truas, and each one needs a tkiah before and a tkiah after.
Neither Rashi nor Tosfos has a problem with the fact that you're listening to a tkiah and trua simultaneously, but they're different sounds.
That's right. From Rashi and Tosfos, it's also clear that not only are you able to hear two sounds together when it's the same sound, you're even able to hear two different sounds together, which is implied from the Gemara, which says Zocher v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad Emru. Zocher and Shomer were said together, and we can't hear it because it's said from one person. But if it was from two people, then we would be able to hear it. So that's the implication of the Gemara, that even two different sounds you can hear together, and that means that let's say have two people reading the Megillah together, you're doing a choir, so you don't have to be careful that they're all holding it exactly the same word. It's okay if one is a little ahead and one's a little behind, because according to the Rashi and the Tosfos, you're able to hear a couple sounds together. That's right, table, that's a couple sounds together, even if it's different things. Let me just quickly take a minute to sum up where we're holding, just in case, make sure everybody's with me. The shayla is, you have three people blowing shofar together, and this way you do it three times as fast. Is it okay or isn't it? So the Gemara is clear that you can hear two sounds of a shofar. That's clear. You're able to hear two sounds at once. What's not 100% clear in the Gemara is whether you're able to hear both of them or only hear one. Are you able to pay attention and listen to one, or you can hear both? But there's a Rashi and a Tosfos on a Gemara later that comes out clearly from them that you are able to hear both sounds together. Could you do this in a Maisa? I think so. It's not so posh. The Ritva on the Gemara argues, seems to argue with Tosfos, and he points out this issue. He says, And there's other chronim in the Torah. Everyone learns that in the Gemara also. That true, when you have two people doing something together, you can listen, you can hear, but you can hear one of the sounds. You can pay attention to one sound. You can't hear both. Which fits Balabatish, it's easier to understand. But that's what the Ritva learns, that you can only hear one of the sounds. Yeah. I then had another question, but assuming we go with the Rashi and Tosfos, which is probably room to rely on if need be, and you want to blow two shofars together, could you have one person blowing two shofars on two sides of his mouth? A bit of practice, not so difficult. I know somebody who tells me he can do three. So if you can do three, then it's really good. You can get... You can do this very quickly, right? I mean, this can even be done in shul. You don't need a whole choir. One person standing, and cut the everyone complaining what time davening finishes Rosh Hashanah. You can get it another 30 seconds quicker. Okay. So the question is, would this work? Any suggestions? There was a Gemara that we mentioned before that said trei koli, two sounds mi odem echod, from one person. You can't hear two sounds from one person, only from two people. So on the one hand, there seems to be a Gemara that says, even if you could have two people blowing the shofar together, from one person would be an issue. On the other hand, I mean, who cares? It's one person. It's two shofaris. It's two shofaris. The sound's coming out from two separate shofaris. What do I care that one person's blowing it? You can understand somehow if one person's talking two things at once, which is impossible, you also can't hear it. But if one person's blowing two shofaris, there's two shofaris. So...
There's only one koyach, isn't there?
It's one koyach, probably,
one koyach,
yes. But it's coming out in two shofaris. Anyway, this I thought was a fair sophic, and I actually found that the Ramban al Torah, the Ramban in Drushim Rosh Hashanah, discusses it mefurish, discusses exactly this shaila. What's the Ramban talking about? He's not talking about the crazy person that I'm talking about. The Gemara, he's talking about a different crazy person. The Gemara says, you put the shofar inside a shofar. Hichna shofar to a shofar. Place one shofar inside another shofar. You have a thicker shofar and you put inside a thinner shofar and you blow them both. Yeah, also a strange thing to do, but this is a Gemara, a Braisa. So the halacha is im koil pnimi shoma. If you hear the inner sound, the inner shofar, yotzer yotzer. Because why not? You heard the inner shofar sound. Im koil chitzen shoma. If the sound that came out is the outer shofar, let's say it goes out further, whatever it is. It's bigger, so lo yotzer, you're not yotzer. Why? Because the sound from the outer shofar isn't the proper sound from a shofar, because it's getting disturbed by the shofar which is stuck inside. Yeah. So I don't want to go into the details of that Gemara. The Rishonim will have a slightly different perushim exactly how to explain the psul. But if you hear the outer sound, you're not yotzer. That's the Gemara. Says the Ramban, what about if you hear both sounds together? You hear the inner sound and the outer sound, and he explains a sophic. On the one hand, you can hear two sounds together when it comes to shofar. So I can listen to the inner sound and be yotzer. I can listen to the inner shofar and be yotzer. On the other hand, he says, the Gemara says, trei koli mi odem echad lo mishtam. If it's one person, you can't hear. So here it's one person making two sounds, and maybe you can't hear. And he stays off. He brings those that are mekel, and then he says he thinks to be machmir, vadayin tzorach iyun, he finishes off. It's not clear. But tzorach iyun, yeah. So this is the Ramban clearly has this sophic of whether one person blowing two shofaris, l'chayra, it's exactly the same sophic as the Ramban, can you hear both sounds or not? Okay. That's one sort of idea. Now, I want to move on to a different kind of a solution. And let me just point out, there are more simple solutions that to keep it a bit quicker, for those who are familiar. The Shittus Rashi is much shorter than Kiyas, but I'm trying to discuss those that are a little bit more exciting. This is a very interesting eitzah, a little bit mathematical, and I hope we can get it into the 10 minutes that we have. We're trying to do shorter tkiyas than regular. What is the word? The mitzvah is either tashrat or tashat or tarat. Right, that's the mitzvah. You have to do either three sets of tashrat or three sets of tashat or three sets of tarat. You don't have to do them all. It's just we don't know which one, so we do them all. It's the Pashtus and the Poiskim. Yeah. You have, there is a Shittah of High Goan that holds that whichever one you do, you're Yotzer, and that would certainly sort you out for the Derais over here, that just do one set and you're Yotzer, if you're in capital. But the Mashmos of the Poiskim is that they go with the Cholkim of High Goan, that it's either Tashrat the Mitzvah or the Tashat or Tarat. Now, there's a couple of agdomas. Again, I want to give a solution that you can do. The idea is as follows. We're going to do tashrat, just tashrat three times, and then you've covered everything. You're going to do a little bit of a sophisticated Tashrat, and you've covered everything. But we need a couple of Agdamas. First of all, the Gemara discusses, when I do Tashrat, I have everything. If I do Tkiya, Shvarim, Kru, Tkiya, I have everything. If the mitzvah is Tashrat, I've done it. If the mitzvah is Tashat, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya, I have it. I have a Tkiya, then I have a Shvarim, then I have a Trua, which is irrelevant, then I have a Tkiya. And if the mitzvah is Tarat, I also have it. I have a Tkiya, and I have a Trua, and I have a Tkiya. So the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara says that the Shvarim, if the mitzvah is Tashat, the Trua is a Hesek. It's a Hesek, and it's a, if the mitzvah is Tarat, the Shvarim is a Hesek. So the Gemara says the issue is that you have a Hesek. Okay, that's one Hagdoma. A second Hagdoma. The Rishonim say that if you want to, you can cut out two Tkiyas. There's some mistapit, but generally this is halacha, the way it's put halacha, you're able to cut out two tkiyas. Because when I do three times tashrat, tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, three times tashrat, 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 the third tashrat, that last tkiya, could also be the first tkiya of the next seder, because I don't need both. It's either tashrat is the mitzvah, or tashrat is the mitzvah. So why do I have to do a tkiya at the end of tashrat, and another tkiya at the beginning of tashrat? The mitzvah is either one or the other. So do one tkiya in between, and have in mind that if the mitzvah is tashrat, that will be the final tkiya of tashrat. And if the mitzvah is tashat, so that will be the first tkiya for tashat. So that's an eta that the post can give. So that's the first solution. When cut it shorter, you can cut out two tkiyas. You can switch the order around and cut out eight tkiyas. So that's another halacha. I can make a tanai and say that tkiya should work either for tashrat or for tashat. Another Hagdoma, another Halacha. So through this interesting shayla, we're going to learn a lot of the Halachas of Tkiyas Shofar. We'll try and remember it for next year. How long are the Tkiyas, do the Tkiyas have to be? So essentially, the Tkiyas have to be as long as the middle sound. So in Tarat, where the middle sound is nine sounds, in Halacha calls it Trumatin. It's nine Trumatin, so the Tkiya has to be as long as nine Trumatin. In Tashat, in Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, the middle sound is also nine Trumatin. That's the size. So the Tkiya has to be nine Trumatin. In Tashrat, where the Shvarim and the Trua together make 18 Trumatin, the longer. So the Tkiya has to be double as long, 18 Trumatin. And as you notice, every Baal Tekeh will notice the Tkiyas of Tashrat are double as long as the Tkiyas of Tashrat. One more Hagdoma. What's the minimum Shever? Okay, we'll go into it, but let's say 3 Trumatin. What's the maximum Shever? The maximum Shever is until it becomes a Tkiya. This is Tosfos points out, it's more than halacha. You have to be careful when you blow a shever that it doesn't become so long that it becomes a tkiya. So me'ikar adin, there is another opinion, but me'ikar adin, when I'm blowing tashat, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, my shever could be up to 9 trumatin. If it goes above 9, it's become a tkiya. So it's possible. So each sound could be 9 trumatin, up to 9. In tashrat, since the tkiyas are double as long, so I have much more leeway with the shever. The shever could be up to 18 trumatin. The shever could be up to 18 trumatin. That's halacha. So in tashrat, you've got to be a bit more careful with the shvarim, so they don't go too long, because you only have up to 9. And in tashrat, you have up to 18.
Each sound.
Each sound can be up to 18. Mikra din. Chilu should be less than 9, but Mikra din 18. One more Hagdoma. And that is that Truas, that it's a minimum of 9, but you can do as many as you want. And that's the minimum in many places, they do many more than 9 Truas. Shvarim is a minimum of 3, you can do as many as you want, as many as you can get into one breath. The minig is to do only 3. It says in Shulchan Aruch, I know you're going to do 3 Shvarims. But Mikra din, you can do 4 or 5 Shvarims. Now let me tell you my solution. I hope it's... The solution is as follows. You do a tkiya. I'm going to do just a shrat and covered on all sides. I do a tkiya. And then I do a shvarim. And the shvarim, instead of doing 3 shvarims, I do 4 shvarims. The first 3 shvarims, I do regular shvarims. The fourth shever, I do a little longer. Let's say we'll make it 10 trumatin. Then I do a trua, and then I do a tkiya. So again, I do just a shrat. And the eight is that l'choira, once I do this, I've covered all my options. I've covered everything. Why? To make the cheshbon. If the mitzvah is tashat, if that's the mitzvah, so the first tkiya, the mitzvah is tkiya shvarim tkiya. That's the correct mitzvah. The first tkiya, I did a tkiya. The next 3 shvarims are a shvarim. The fourth shever I did is a tkiya, because it's 10 trumatim. if the mitzvah is tashat, 10 trumeitin, that size, is a tkia. So that fourth shever, since I've done it a little longer than I'm supposed to, so it's a tkia. So I have a tashat over here. Have a tashat. If the mitzvah is tarat, if that's the correct mitzvah, that fourth tkia, shever will be a tkia for the beginning. Because as we said, I can use a tkia to be either the end of tashat or the beginning of tarat. So the fourth shever will be for the beginning of my koilus, then it followed by a trua, and then followed by the final tkia. So I have tarat. If the mitzvah is tashrat, so now each shever could be up to 18 trumatin. So the fourth shever is a shever, not a tkia anymore. So I have four shvarims, I have a tkia, four shvarims, a trua, and a tkia. So I have a tashrat. I'm going to try and do that one more time, briefly. Again, the solution is as follows. What I'm doing is this. I'm doing tashrat, tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia. A little different. And I've whatever the mitzvah is, I'm covered. Whether the mitzvah is tkia, shvarim, tkia. Whether the mitzvah is tkia, trua, tkia. Or whether the mitzvah is tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia, I'm covered. And it's using the following trick. In tashat, the shever, in tashat and tarat, 9 trumatin up is a tkia. In tashrat, in the seder of tashrat, up to 18 trumatin is not a tkia, but a shvarim. So what I do is I do a tkia, 3 small shvarims, regular shvarims, the fourth shever, a long shever. A shever that if a long shever, then it's truer than a tkia. And now I say, this fourth shever can serve as a shever if the mitzvah is tashrat, in which case I have tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia. It could serve as the final tkia if the mitzvah is tashat, and it could serve as the first tkia if the mitzvah is tarat. So when I do this 3 times, I'm yotza all 3 opinions.
You'd have to limit your trua, that it shouldn't be longer than the shever just before it.
No, because it doesn't make a difference how long your trua is, it makes a difference how long the minimum trua is. When we say the tkia has to be the size of the trua, it has to be the size of the minimum trua, not as the size of your trua.
The trua can't be longer than the tkia before it.
It can. The tkia has to be as long as the minimum trua, not as long as your trua. So I can do a trua of 9 trumatin, and then 100 trumatin for my trua, that's fine. Sorry, a tkia of 9 trumatin, and then I can do 100 trumatin for the trua, that's fine. Okay. That's the solution. Let me tell you, I saw this solution in a sefer called Eish Dos, which is Lomdus and Tkias. He says it as a question, not as a solution. He says, why did the Chum have to make, to do all these different sefers? The Chum, if we do this interesting solution, which I hope some people are with me, if we do this kunz, this trick, so then you've covered all the opinions. That's his question. The answers he gives don't stand la locha according to Ikra Din. So when I saw it, I thought, wonderful, I have a solution. I'm gonna start doing these mini tkias. And then I realized the problem. Anybody?
One of the arguments after you had the shvarim and the trua the wrong way around,
is that right? No, if I said that, then that was a mistake. It was, So all gonna be. The problem is, the halacha is that each tkia, each sound, is supposed to be in a separate breath, the neshima. The tkia has to be in one breath, the shvarim in another breath, and the trua in another breath. That's that. When I do a tkia, shvarim, tkia, or tkia, trua, tkia, each sound, the baal tkia breathes in between. That's what you have to do. And over here, the issue is where to breathe. Okay. If we had where to breathe. If you breathe in the middle, then you have a problem. Because you might be blowing breathing in the middle of your shever. If you don't breathe in the middle, then you're doing a shever and a tkia one breath. So the question is, what would be the halacha with the evet? If I had another 20 minutes, then I would take another 10 minutes to explain once again what we just did. And the next 10 minutes to go through the halachas of the Neshimas, because they're married, maybe there'll be an opportunity. I wish you all a wonderful year. Gmar Chasim HaTeva.
You can do this now.